This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The Taliban claimed victory over opposition forces in the Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, on Monday. The Taliban declaring that they had completed their takeover of Afghanistan and promising to announce a new government soon. Pictures on social media showed Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir Provincial Governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan. The NRFA is commanded by leader Ahmad Massoud. Massoud remained defiant and did not concede defeat. He said via Twitter, "We are in Panjshir and our resistance will continue." His exact whereabouts were unclear. He also said he was safe, but gave no details. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to hike taxes to fund social care is leaving some lawmakers furious. His own lawmakers fear such a clear violation of his election promises shows he is happy to oversee a sweeping expansion of state. The prime minister is now addressing Britain's creaking social care system after the fiscal splurge on the COVID-19 pandemic. Johnson wants to raise the national insurance tax paid by working people to subsidize care for pensioners, including wealthy retirees, according to British media. Members of the Guinea military staged an apparent coup Sunday. They declared on national television they had arrested President Alpha Condé, dissolved the country's constitution, and sealed land and air borders. The junta later announced a nationwide curfew, according to AFP reporting. You can read this full story and others on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA.